Nashville was the last stop for a Bosnian refugee who spent his early years fleeing war. Conflict and survival kept his parents from having more children, but as an only child, Mišo Ergota has always longed for a larger family. Now as an adult, he's realized that the brother he spent his life searching for has been there all along. Jacob Lewis of WPLN's podcast Neighbors has the story.
Mišo and his best friend Dejan took a pretty heavy pilgrimage of sorts this year.
What were you looking for at the grave of your brother?
I don't really know. I don't know. It's just it's the same as I told you the last time. It's an eerie feeling. It's not a thing that I cry at, even though I do. I cried watching a movie on an airplane when we were flying, so like it's not that.
The grave is in a town called Zenica. It's a child's grave, a premature baby who had complications and died at 3 days old. He was given the name Jelko Hergota, and he was Misho's only sibling.
This is something that I have to do. I feel like I'm obligated to do it.
Mišo and Dejan are sitting in front of the grave.
Like, it seems so peaceful here, you know?
Yeah, it's real nice.
The two crack open a couple of Colt 45 cans. They brought the cheap beer with them in their luggage. They pour some out on the ground to give Jelko his first beer.
Like, even when I'm like 50, I'm going to come here and do this.
I talked with Mišo at his apartment in South Nashville, and I noticed something on top of his fridge.
Is that the can from?
It's a Colt 45 can.
Yeah, we put it back in.
Really?
Yeah.
That's awesome. I gave one to my mom, and I kept one.
That's a good move.
Mišo tells me he sees himself as the picture of the American dream. He's 30 years old. He owns 3 properties. He also owns his own business.
I own a very small trucking company named Iron Mike Logistics, because my fake American work name is Mike. So. If you say Mišo, people ask you questions like, where are you from? And this way, I just avoid all that. So,
but one thing eludes Mišo, a family of his own. He really doesn't like disappointing people, particularly his parents. And he feels a lot of pressure from them. He wants to give them that gift a lot of parents want, grandchildren.
Do you feel like you're disappointing them in that regard?
Not directly. They never say it directly. But I have a friend named Eldine, and they bring him up a lot. Because, like, he was my age now. And then, like, within 2 or 3 years, he got married, had 2 kids. So they never say directly to me, but they're like, look at Eldine, that good example. So that's the kind of thing that they use, you know?
Would you say Dayan's one of those people that you don't want to disappoint?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, can't tell him I said that. But yeah.
The deck has always been stacked against the size of Misho's family. His mom, Radmila, grew up an only child after her father died in a mining accident. When she became an adult, she wanted to give her mother some grandchildren. So when she got married and had Mišo, it was a big deal. But then they tried for a second child, the one buried in Bosnia. Maybe someday they would try again for children, but world events wouldn't allow it.
My first recollections of life was like 5 years old, 6 years old. And that's basically when the war in Bosnia started.
Misho's dad was captured. Thankfully, he was released, and the whole family heard that they could be safe in Germany. So they paid a smuggler to take them there. They lived in a refugee camp for 6 months, and then an apartment for another 2.5 years. By the time they got to the U.S., his parents just decided that it was too late for them to have any more kids. They just had too much to figure out in America. But on his second day in the U.S., living in a grimy apartment complex, Mišo saw a man that, to him, looked Bosnian.
And he was like, you know, there's a kid that's 10 years old that lives right beside you, right? And that turned out to be my best friend, Dejan.
We were literally wall to wall. I remember as a kid, we would just like knock on the wall and then meet each other out front and like 5 minutes later to go play outside.
Silly back then, and now it's kind of like, that's like the greatest thing ever. So.
It could have been the Colt 45 or maybe just nostalgia. But at Misho's brother's grave, Dejan sums up just exactly why meeting him was one of the greatest things ever.
Because I don't know, like, you're, like, literally one of the closest people in my life since, like, day one that we met. You know what I mean? Like, we were both lost in a weird foreign space.
For a second time.
Yeah. And, you know, literally knock on the wall. Go play.
I might not have gotten a brother biologically, but I have Dejan. Please don't tell him I said that. He can't hear this. We have to be mean to each other.
In the end, Mišo got the thing he always wanted. A brother to share his life with. For Nashville Public Radio, I'm Jacob Lewis.
To hear more of Michaud and Dayon's brotherly jabs at one another, you can hear the full story and others like it for free on the podcast Neighbors. Find it at podcasts.wpln.org or in your favorite podcast app.